Speaker is Janet Shay.
Okay, I hope I can get through this. My name is Janet Previc Shay. And the last time I saw my Uncle Frank, he didn't really know me, but his face lit up. And he said, "I don't know who you are, but I know you're a Previc." I am honored to be a Previc, and I am honored to be his niece. Like so many people have talked about, I have fond memories of working in the store as well from when I began to be a teenager. And I wasn't allowed to run the cash register after the first time I did it because apparently it didn't balance out. And so only Francine was allowed to run the cash register. So when my dad was at the store, I was relegated to the produce department where I had to bag potatoes and clean the lettuce. And when Uncle Frank was there, I was relegated to the canned food section where I had to take this stamper, and he taught me how to stamp the canned foods. And so those were some of my memories of Uncle Frank and my dad in the store. As other people have talked about, especially my brother, some of my fondest memories were getting together with Aunt Carolyn and Uncle Frank and my cousin. And my dad and my Uncle Frank would tell the funniest stories, and we would just laugh and laugh and laugh. And one time I remember that we wanted to try and save the stories, and so Aunt Carolyn and Uncle Frank were coming over, and we did not tell them that we had a tape recorder hidden behind the couch so that we could try and record it. Well, this was just when tape recorders had come out. And so we didn't get, for some reason, instinctively, they must have known that that tape recorder was there, because they didn't talk very much or tell very many stories. They kept saying, "Well, tell the story about," and they said, "Oh yeah, well, you've heard it a lot, so we're not gonna tell it." So that was the bust. But the fondest story is a story that my mother actually told us, and if she were here, she would tell it. And Aunt Carolyn's heard it many times, but you've heard about Uncle Frank, the assertive, aggressive golfer, and you've heard about Uncle Frank, the guy who went into the Army, the guy who loved sports, he loved the Pirates and the Steelers, and he was just a real man's man. And a kid as well. Well, there was another side to Uncle Frank. And my parents remember that, oh, and I think, Edward, you mentioned something about him having a reputation with the ladies. He had a convertible, nice suit. Well, one time he came back from Irwin after visiting Aunt Caroline, having a date with Aunt Caroline. He said to my parents, "Don't the flowers look pretty this year?" And my dad looked at my mom, and my mom looked at my dad, and they said, "He's in love." And he was for 59 years, and he was devoted to you, Aunt Caroline. And you both are very lucky to